entering into Christ, have you ever read the Gospels and you know that there's a question in there for you? Like today's Gospel, for example, we read. If you reread it through, you see that there's a question in there that you have to answer. Oftentimes people may not want to answer it because the answer is not necessarily pleasant. But what's the question in today's Christian Gospel? The question is, have you heard the good Lord's voice? People say that they pray. And I think the true test of whether or not our prayers are good is if we really hear the good Lord. Isn't prayer talking with God? Why do we think that prayer is just this rambling on of memorized words? That's not prayer. That's just rambling on of memorized words. Prayer is lifting our hearts, our minds, and our souls to God, communicating with Him. So, what is the last thing that the Lord has said to you? Have we taken the opportunity, made the effort to listen to His voice? Are we willing to hear Him today? He is the good shepherd, but we need to hear His call. We have to be willing to do our part to have that relationship that He wants so much to have with us. Otherwise, like so many people, our faith is just a game. It's a thing that we do, a pacifier that makes us feel good. And that's not what our faith is supposed to be. Our faith is supposed to be in Christ. And our faith is supposed to be perfecting our relationship with Christ. Consider this for a moment, this month of April, which is dedicated to the Blessed Sacrament. Consider the Blessed Sacrament for a moment. We come to church. All of us who are in this room today walk into the same building. How many of us really, truly contemplated the presence of God in this building? We say we believe it. When we receive Holy Communion, we say we receive the body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. But how many of us come here on Sunday at mere obligation? I don't want to sin. I have to go to church. It's Sunday. No. Bad attitude. Attitude is a choice. And a good attitude is a good choice. And our attitude towards Christ is the most important choice that we have to make each day, every day. And when we come to Mass and we go to Holy Communion, let us not be arrogant and think that we deserve to go to Holy Communion. None of us deserve it. But we get to receive Him because of His love for us. So humbly let us approach the sacrament. And humbly let us beg for the grace to hear His voice and to perfect that relationship He wants so much to have with us. shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.